Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You're on The Burt Show.
So we are about to start texting Tudor with Amelia. We are going to text Amelia's mom. Mom and her sister, which would be Amelia's aunt, haven't talked to each other in years. There's been some kind of falling out. Amelia doesn't even know what exactly it's all about. But her uncle hits up Amelia and says, hey, if anybody could get your mom to this surprise party that I'm throwing for my wife this weekend, it is you. So Amelia here wants to text her mom and try to get her to go to this surprise party for her sister. Okay, where do we even start?
What if we just make it very simple? Like, we're not even going to make a big deal about it. Like, hey, we're just talking to Uncle blah, blah, blah. He says your sister, they're throwing a surprise party for your sister. How would you feel about going?
Boom, do that.
Simple.
Okay.
I mean, I think we could take the route also. Like, look, I'm an adult now. You can tell me what happened. Look, this is a big party for her. It's her 60th. What could be so bad that you wouldn't want to see her?
She slept with your father.
Boom.
Boom.
Click.
Just kidding, Amelia.
Oh, I just got a response.
What'd she say?
Okay. She says, good morning. I'd actually heard about the party from some others. I'm sure it will be a fun time for all.
All right, so how about we respond back and just go, so I take that as a no, question mark.
Okay.
And then we can hit her with the, mom, this is her 60th birthday. It's a milestone.
What are you talking about?
What?
You don't go against the family. She is on her mother's side. She's not there to convince her mother to go to her sister's 60th birthday party.
Isn't that what we're doing?
Oh, sorry, I forgot. I thought we were just here for the tea.
I mean, what else are we doing here?
Can I add anything else to that?
We just spent 5 minutes doing just that.
Amelia, I think, yeah. So I'll take that as a no, question mark.
Okay, go ahead and send that.
I'm over here orchestrating Amelia's text.
You got it. Wait.
Y'all have fun over here.
I want to enjoy Kristen realizing how much of an idiot she is right now. Can you please, as it's washing over.
You don't go against the family.
I'm still stuck on the hand.
You don't go against the family.
That is literally the whole intention of this texting tutor.
Yep.
My bad.
Oh, she says I wouldn't be welcome there.
Ooh.
Okay, now all we right. respond back with, what happened that is so bad that your sister wouldn't want you at her 60th birthday, question mark?
And technically, she is welcome, right? Because Uncle Chuck is throwing a party?
Yeah.
Well, ooh, maybe but Auntie doesn't know.
Yes, yeah. It's a surprise. So, maybe, Amelia, your mom was so turned on by Chuck and his lazy boy and his tie.
She's trying to get the lazy boy with him.
Trying to turn Chuck into a not lazy boy.
You guys are not helping.
Sorry. We have a tendency to do that.
All right, what was our text again?
What happened that was so bad your sister wouldn't want you at her 60th birthday party?
I could tell you what happened.
Chuck.
No, wasn't Chuck. I can tell you, I'll make a prediction after she rattles this.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead. Look, it's one of two things. It's either a man or money.
Oh, facts.
Yeah. Man or money.
No, I feel like women get insulted about their appearance. So I feel like maybe she made a comment about like her outfit or her weight, God forbid.
A 2-year grudge over that?
Hell yeah. I've had women hold grudges against me for less.
Yeah, but these are sisters. Cassia said she and her sister have said atrocious things to each other. And then like a couple hours later, they're totally fine.
Yeah. Well, maybe Barb and her mom are built different.
Mm-hmm.
They're pettier.
I've seen Cassie go right up to her sister like Travis Kelce and Andy Reid.
You have not.
Yeah. Right in her face. Made me question everything about Cassie, too. That's a major red flag.
I see what you're doing there. When you know the person, it's a little different.
Ooh, okay. She just said, you'll have to ask her.
Oh, Jesus. We don't want to ask her.
Surprise.
Okay, this is short and easy. Be like, mom, I can't. It's a surprise party.
And won't she be surprised when you're there?
Yes.
So this is on Auntie. Mom is, it sounds like Mom is open to it,
mm-hmm.
but she knows that Auntie is so angry.
Auntie is angry at her.
So Mom was did the offense.
That's what I'm saying.
Perceived, yeah.
Perceived.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a situation where Barb was offended by something from the mom, but it's one of those things where she like never explained why she was upset. She was like, you should just know why. I'm fine.
I hate
I'm
those.
Fine, but you're not fine.
Okay, she says, what makes you think I'm even invited? I didn't get an invitation. I just keep hearing about it from others.
Okay, this is when we respond.
Oh.
She wouldn't invite you. Uncle Chuck would because it's a surprise party. He asked me to invite you. This is your invitation. I can't spell out like definition of surprise party more. Like her sister's not going to invite her to a surprise party because she doesn't know about it.
That's why they call it surprise.
Yes. It's not I already know about it party.
Should we like contribute just a little bit of a lie, a little bit of an exaggeration? Like maybe something like, look, Uncle Chuck wouldn't say invite you if Barb wasn't softening on her relationship embargo or whatever.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
He might be ignorant to the whole fight. He might think, why can't these two women just get over it? Of course you should come.
Now, poor Chuck knows. He's heard about it for the last 2 years every day.
Chuck, I feel bad. One beer every night's turned into two for Chuck since he's been hearing all about this.
And Stanley Cup is keeping it cold.
Yeah. And then he started.
Wait, am I adding that last part?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Okay.
Just explain the concept of a surprise party to your mother first.
Okay.
Why she
she wouldn't invite you because it's a surprise party and she doesn't know about it. Uncle Chuck specifically asked me to invite you.
There you go.
Is that good?
Yep.
Okay. Sent?
Yes, sent. Don't accidentally start writing Uncle Chuck. She'll get so hella confused. Be like, who's this Uncle Chuck you're talking about?
And then his one beer turned into two beers. Mm-hmm. But he's so stressed about this, which turned into whiskey.
Okay, she says he did? Question mark. Does he not realize she wouldn't want me there?
Now here's where we go with the softening thing.
Do your thing, Bert.
Uncle Chuck
wouldn't have invited you.
Yeah, thank you for letting me handle it.
You looked like you were struggling to get the words out there, friend.
You can take it from here.
Just trying to help you out. No, man, you got it.
No, you
got
to know. I don't want to do it anymore.
Remember, I didn't even remember what the hell we were supposed to be doing.
We both know Uncle Chuck, and he would never invite you without knowing that she's softening on this tension.
You okay?
That was a lot.
It's a lot of pressure. Chuck on crack. We got to.
Yep. We got to call through. Chuck up and say, you got any extra?
Get us through this texting tutor.
Please.
Wait, sorry. Can you say that one?
No, I can't. There's no way.
Yes, you can do it.
There's no way I can.
Uncle Chuck wouldn't have invited you.
Yep. Keep going. Uh-huh. Come on, man. It's Black History Month.
That had to do with anything.
I got superpowers till March 1st.
You do?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
That's the thing.
Pew,
pew. Uncle Chuck wouldn't have invited you if he wasn't sure that Aunt Barbara had softened her stance.
Okay.
Softened something throughout the tension, you said.
Yeah. Come on, Abby, help out here a little bit.
Chuck got soft is all I heard. I don't know. This is a lot of words. Uncle Chuck wouldn't have asked me to invite you if Aunt Barb felt some type of way about it. Is that the same thing? Just different words?
Softening on this tension you guys have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Where are we at, Amelia?
I got a response.
Okay.
She says, I'm just not so sure and I don't want to ruin her birthday. I would really like to be there. I don't know she'd really want it.
And how about we do this? Do me a favor. Think about it. So she doesn't have to give an answer right this very second. But
I like that she said she wants to go, though.
Yeah. She sounds...
I actually didn't think that would be the case at all.
She sounds open to it, which makes us think that it's the aunt here that has perceived the situation as way worse than your mom has.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We got one.
Okay.
She just said, I was a little too blunt and said some things I shouldn't have. I stand by my opinions, but I shouldn't have said them.
Okay.
Look at you, Abigail.
Okay. There it is.
With the victory coming on that.
Well done. Okay. Huh. All right, so now we know that.
What do we do with that?
No, we can't do that.
She don't sound like she's willing to apologize.
How about we do this? I feel like it's time to make amends, but it's your call.
Okay.
Why can't Amelia, after we get done doing this, because clearly your mom's not going to say right now, yes, right now.
Yeah.
Why can't you go back to Uncle Chuck and go, look, I tried, and it sounds like she's open to it, but she needs some reassurance that it's safe.
Ooh.
Okay.
And you can do that on your own time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think that's the way to go here. Like, she's not going to say yes right now. I think you respect that. Then you go to Chuck and say, yes, she would really, I feel like she really would like to be there. But if there's any opportunity or any chance that this is going to be uncomfortable for, what do we call her? Barbara Carol?
Barbara Carol Lisa?
Yeah. Then let's just not do it.
Okay.
And then it's going to be on Chuck.
Yeah.
And Chuck doesn't make mistakes like this.
Oh, no.
He just makes drug mistakes.
Yep. These things I would think as you're getting older, man, just seem so petty. Like, okay, all right, I said it, you're offended, let's just... But man, I come from a family of cutoffs, and woo, once it happens, you're dead to me.
Money
dead to me and my family, man.
40-year-old beefs.
Jeez.
And then they try to all make it up when somebody's on their deathbed, honestly. And at that point, it's too late.
Exactly. You know?
Yeah, my granny had a twin brother she didn't speak to for years.
Why? What do you do?
I have no idea.
My mom cut everybody off. Both of her sisters, all of her kids, everybody, man.
Wow.
I told you, it was so sad when I went to go visit her in that old folks' home, the dementia place. They got no pictures up, no family pictures, nothing of her sisters, nothing. I was the only one that sent pictures to her.
That's so sad.
Mm-hmm. And my dad was the same way. Exact same way. When he was on his deathbed, no calls, no visits from family. It was just me.
Wow.
Oh.
Pissed everybody off.
Okay, she says, listen, I'll be close by and dressed. Have the surprise. If after the party has started, she is asked and said she'd like me there, I'll come over.
All right, now I think you go to the Uncle Chuck and say, this is what we got. Mom's ready to go, but you got to make sure that it's 100. Okay?
Okay.
You did good, Amelia.
You did really good.
Dealing with our buffoonery.
Right, at least we're opening
Thank
up the line. Yeah, it's like baby steps. You've opened up the lines of communication. It's all you can do today. So now.
I don't want to be that family that's never.
Yeah, here. Can I tell you, you're not that family.
Again, you know?
You're every family.
Yeah, right.
Facts.
Let us know Monday how it goes, how it went with your uncle, and how the party went, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Good luck.
We'll talk to you then.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're on The Burt Show.